It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Greetings and welcome, everybody. Ray Adams here on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. That's right. The Lifestyle Show is on the air right now and right here on the Golf News Net. That's right. 1.5 million visitors to that website, golfnewsnet.com. 1.5, did I say million? I did. And every month, million. So big, 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 big place to go get your golf news, get your golf radio, your golf television. All of my shows go there first on the days that they air. For example, today and tomorrow, this radio show will be there. And then Great American Golf, my anchor show every Saturday morning, will be there every Saturday. And then it is sent over to all the big platforms. These shows are over on all the big audio, podcasting, music, whatever audio platforms you use. The shows are over on all of them. Well, today I have a very, very special edition of the Golf Lifestyle Show. I have one of my favorite people on the earth. He is Dr. Bob Denny, who is the PGA of America's historian emeritus. Bob is maybe the best golf historian or the most accomplished golf historian in the country. Many, many long years. And Bob is, I can brag on you, Bob. Don't shake your head. No. If I want to brag on you, I can. It's my show. And we also have two other guests that are making this such a special edition, Bob. And those guests are Debbie Wakis from Golf for Cause. She's also the executive director of the Marilyn Smith Founders Foundation, known as Golf It Forward. And we're going to talk to Debbie here in just a moment, along with one of my very longtime sponsors. You hear me every single show talk about Tour Edge at touredge.com. And we're going to talk to John Claffey, the Wunderkind, the executive vice president of marketing. He will join us a little bit later in the show. Lots going on. And of course, you, the listener, thank you so very much for joining. And I want to mention that this segment is brought to you by Squares Golf Shoes, SQAIRZ.com. Make sure you get to Squares and find out everything going on with the new Squares Golf Shoes. They have both the spiked and the spikeless shoes now. You can choose. As well as, don't forget their pickleball shoes. Don't forget their baseball shoes. This is the performance golf shoe, maybe of the century. They've won every imaginable award. They're known as the distance shoe. They are very comfortable. But these shoes are designed for you to play better golf, hit the ball a little farther, and feel more solid, balanced, stable in your stance and your swing. Squares Golf Shoes. And I want to thank Certifresh Cigar also. Certifresh Cigar, another one of my great sponsors. Saw them at the PGA Golf Show. Can't wait to talk about Certifresh Cigar with Eric Nelson. He'll be joining us on the show in a future episode. We thank CertifreshCigar.com. Make sure you get there for all of your corporate and charitable foundation outing needs. They're in 3,000 golf shops all over the country. Can you believe that? 3,000. And we're helping them get into more. So lots going on at Certifresh Cigar. Okay, Dr. Bob Denny, I've already got two emails, Bob. And if you're going to write me an email, it means automatically you go in my email list, folks. You know that, right? And you're going to be getting my favorite PGA of the merchandise show products of the year. That big email is being sent out to 250,000 of you plus. So if you want to be on that email list and get all of my gift guides and product guides and newsletters throughout the year, golfadams@msn.com. Bob, they're already asking for a nugget. Should we kick off the show with a nugget?
Well, I think we can. It's Black History Month, and I think it's important that we look at today in history of the birthday of Pete Brown. And Pete today would have been 91 years old. He passed away in 2015, but not before becoming the first African American to win a sanctioned PGA Tour event, the 1964 Waco Turner Open. And
Really?
why was Pete Brown so interesting to golf? Well, he became a mentor to Jim Dent. And Jim later in life, when Pete was in ill health, and I mean really troubling health, many strokes, Mr. Dent gave him a second home to stay near in Augusta, and that's where Jim and Pete became bonded friends through the end of his passing. And Pete had six daughters. He was a rich had a rich life. People believed that he could give the shirt off his back to anybody. He was like a amazing person to give it. If you needed 20 cents, he'd give you 15. And
In
that's the kind of guy he
unbelievable.
was. But he was born in Port
Wow.
Gibson, Mississippi, right? And I think it's honored that we pay our tribute to Pete Brown.
And a southern gentleman at that. I have three daughters. I don't know how did he ever survive with six. My pockets have been empty since I was 21 and a half. When my first daughter came, no, I'm teasing. I wouldn't change it for a second, but I did keep running that play until I got it, well, somewhat different, and we had the son. So Coleman's the baby and three girls and a boy, but six daughters. Wow, what an accomplishment in and of itself. His quiver was full. He was a blessed man in every way. All right, Bob. We had a little bit of a playoff. Let's kick it over to the DP World Tour, where Patrick Reed said it's an honor to play over there. Patrick coming off of the LIV Golf League and moving back toward the PGA Tour, and honored to play on the DP World Tour. He says this is we know this as the European Tour. They played in Bahrain, and I have been to Bahrain before, and shopped at the Gold Souk in Bahrain. What an experience that was. So, what about this playoff and what happened with Patrick Reed, Bob?
Well, he missed a chance to win two back-to-back events on the DP World Tour, coming in into the week with the news that he is a free agent and is leaving LIV Golf to return to PGA Tour, to the PGA Tour. But he lost in a playoff and missed a putt, and they're all 17 under par at the time, so he was you know right there, and that's that kind of he's got a great short game, we know that. And he's, he gives it his best shot. And the guy by the name of Freddie Schott, Schott, I think he was ranked 40, 400 and something in the world, whatever it was. But he made the putt to win, and it knocked off Callum Hill and Ray and Patrick Reed.
Tells you that in any given day, any given week, anybody on the earth can beat everybody else, including the great ones. I tell you, the talent out there is stunning. The depth is deep. And I love watching the DP World Tour. Had it on my monitor in my little golf broadcast studio here at my home, and love watching the European Tour. All right, well, I'm going to bring in Debbie Wakis. Debbie has been patiently waiting. She is at one of my favorite places on the earth, and they're not paying me to say that. They were a sponsor a few years back, but I love the Phoenician, and Debbie has wrapped up a round of golf at the Phoenician with her wonderful husband on a very special occasion. And Debbie Wakis, as I said, is an author, a business golf entrepreneur, an industry, well, she's a golf, well, she's been elevated to one of the greatest women in golf, not just part of my segment, great women in golf. So, Debbie, welcome to the show. You're with Dr. Bob Denny. You two know each other. And tell us about what's happening over at the Phoenician Golf Resort today.
Well, thank you, Ray. And Bob, it's good to see you. Good to be with you again.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just a, golf is good, and it's my husband's birthday today, so we put together a couple of foursomes with friends and family, and celebrating. And there's no better place to celebrate than on the golf course. So feel pretty blessed. And Ray, I think just for a little of our history nuggets, this is where I first met Jill Streit, who is
Oh,
another one
cool.
of your great women in golf, when she was doing the tournament sales and whatnot. And I used to run a business golf league here. So that's when the two of us first met. So
Yes, another,
shout out to Jill. So it's a
yeah,
little bit
Jill
of home
Streit,
here.
and one of the great women in golf too, Jill Streit, friends of yours and mine for many, many years. And Jill is still at it and doing fabulous. And I may even see Jill. Who knows this week? We'll see.
There you go.
So Jack is having a birthday out there at the Phoenician, and I know you've been celebrating for a few days now. And the Phoenician is just one of these beautiful properties. They are the namesake resort in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm actually friends with the guy that built the Phoenician.
Oops.
Boy, does he have some stories.
I'm sure he does. And the
I
course here has changed over the years quite a bit.
yes,
There used
yeah.
to be three nines. Now there are two nines,
Yep.
to make room for more building out some more real estate, some more housing. And
Yes.
they've done some improvements to the course to quicken the pace of play, if you will, and remove some of the more challenging hazards. So it truly is a resort course. The most forward set of tees is under 5,000 yards, but there's still length if you're playing from the back tees. So I think that there's something for everybody here. And clearly we had a blast here today. So
One of my favorite places.
thanks for pulling me in on such a special day. So
All right. Debbie, Nelly Korda won in 54 holes. Bob, you may want to comment on this as well. And if I remember correctly, Bob, didn't I read where that was a little bit controversial that they cut the tournament at 54 holes?
yes, and part of the reason why is they had the on Sunday they had the celebrities go out and play nine holes, and they had the LPGA players stay in the clubhouse. Essentially, there was a situation where there was exposed holes to the wind off a lake or pond, and the ball was oscillating on the green, and that's what caused the problem. So they had eight players who didn't finish on Saturday come out on Sunday in the afternoon to finish their rounds and just cut off the tournament at 54. Nelly had a three-stroke lead anyway at that time over Daniel Kang, I think it was, and as it was to boil down to the fact that she had the most amazing 64 I could put you can imagine in that kind of weather on Saturday. So give her credit for that. So Nelly's got her under her bag. She didn't have to go out on a Sunday and go any further than that. But it was controversial. Anytime you cut a tournament like that, where there's conditions that are really hard and fast, and the wind's doing it. But my only feelings is if the ball's oscillating on the green, that's when you have to really think about curbing play, especially when you have a decided leader after 54 holes.
okay, Debbie, comments on Nelly Korda. I know that you love her play, and she's one of my favorite LPGA Tour players. Well, they all are. I just love the LPGA. I think they're the best news in golf globally.
Yeah, I think that, it's nice to see Nellie back on top with a win. I'm excited to see both her and I believe Jessica is going to play again this year. Was able to see Jessica in November at Sandra Gall's Invitational. And, they were both good friends to LPGA co-founder Marilyn Smith, whom I had a lovely relationship with for a number of years before she passed. And so just knowing that they know where, kind of who paved the way for them is always heartwarming, because it gives a little bit more depth to their story. And it's amazing to me to think that they're not the youngsters on tour anymore. So it's good for her to be back in her winning ways.
Well, lots more golf talk to come, but right now we have one of, and I've called this show today a very special edition of the Lifestyle Show and Great American Golf Lifestyle. And we've already mentioned his name. We've introduced him a little bit at the top of the show. But from Chicagoland area comes to us the vice president of marketing, one of the great golf industry executives. He's a marketing wunderkind, I've called him before. I think, Debbie, you coined that term about John Claffey a long time ago. And John, welcome to the show. You're with Dr. Bob Denny from the PGA of America historian, as well as Debbie Waitkus. You two have been friends forever. And Debbie, I want you to go ahead and say a word or two about John Claffey before he even says a word.
Oh, well, John, it's so good to see you and a good friend, another good friend to Marilyn Smith. You both share a birthday on that national holiday of April 13th. And just, you've always seen a bigger picture. And I've always enjoyed your presence in working in the golf industry and appreciate you very much. So happy to be able to share the show with you today.
Oh, Debbie, thank you so much. Good to be with you, Ray. Good to be with you, Dr. Bob.
Thank you.
Well, we can't wait to get into it. And I know that we want to talk some golf balls because David Glaude, the founder, owner, and master designer of all of the Tour Edge golf clubs, one of the great golf club manufacturers in the world, and for decades, a longtime sponsor of my shows and platforms. As we continue into 2026 together, John, just the new look, the new technology, the new exotics, everything about what's going on with Tour Edge is exciting and fun and new, rebranding all over again. But now you've done something very, very special. I never even thought you would ever do it. I was surprised when it happened. But Tour Edge, folks, has now gone into the golf ball business, and they're bringing you the Tour Edge Exotics golf ball. And John, I can't wait to hear about this. How did it come about?
Yeah, I think David would be the first to tell you that this is one of the few things that he hasn't spearheaded himself. He did spearhead bringing on the person that was responsible for it, and that is our president, Tim Clark.
Okay, so Tim Clark did this, formerly of Wilson for long, long, many years. Tim Clark, now the president of Tour Edge. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, David kind of made a coup and got Tim to leave his cushy apparel job where he was down in Miami and got him to move back up to Chicagoland, where he absolutely hates winters, but he loves being back in the equipment side of things. He
Sure.
always watched us from afar when he was running Wilson for 25 years with great admiration on this little engine that could that we have out of Batavia, Illinois. And when Tim came on board, the first thing he wanted to do was talk to us about getting in the golf ball space. He had been doing it for many, many moons at his old life, and he thought that there was a space for us. And one thing he didn't like was seeing all these D2C brands, these direct to consumer brands that were selling golf balls that were now getting into the club business. He said, there seems to be nobody staying in their lane anymore. And he said, I see Tour Edge needing this to be that one-stop shop. There's only a couple manufacturers that haven't dabbled in the golf ball side of things when they're making clubs. And I think most people at home could figure out who those people are. But yeah, it's been a great introduction. We've had a great launch. We launched the first Exotix ball back in the fall.
Yes.
And brought that to market first, and then we just launched the new Hot Launch ball, which is a $20 a dozen. The Exotix ball is a three-piece cast urethane ball that goes for $40 a dozen. So they're priced right. They perform best in class to anything out there. We've seen some amazing test results. We've gotten some really good feedback from players and tour players and robot testing. We only came out with one white ball per model, so we didn't go crazy with the SKUs. We just wanted to kind of ease into things. Clubs is still our focus and our priority, but man, we've been having a lot of fun with it. We're in the golf ball business. Who would have thunk it?
Now, I know that you all have specialized your focus on the on the PGA Tour champions for a number of years. And of course, one of the greatest players in history, Bernard Langer, plays Tour Edge. And we're excited that he does. I have to ask because I'm getting emails about the ball already while we're talking. Has Bernard and others gone to the exotics ball?
They've tested for us, and they tested throughout the developmental stage. We aren't requiring them or anyone to play the ball, but we're going to be out there in a week in Naples, Florida, at the Chubb Classic, working with guys and seeing what they think of the ball during their practice rounds. And a lot of these guys won't have any equipment deals out there, but they will have a ball and glove deal. So it gets a little hairy with the golf ball business, and we're being respectful of that. But we have gotten amazing feedback, some great numbers, and we're going to go in person and kind of do the whole pony show and try to see where we're at from there.
How does the ball compare? And Debbie, please feel free if you want to ask John a question, same thing, Dr. Bob. But I'm going to ask you just to launch a little bit different discussion about the ball. How does the ball compare to maybe some of the other great names on the market in that you've got a three-piece cast urethane, you've got accuracy off the tee, control on the approach, greenside spin. The ball seems to really have everything that a pro or an amateur would want. Tell me about that part of it.
Yeah, the exotics ball is checking all the boxes. I think it all starts with the feel and the durability. And we've got some of the highest grade urethane being utilized. It's cast urethane, so it's a little bit of a softer urethane, but very, very durable. If you don't have the right feel and you have something that doesn't last very long, you're never going to make it too far out of the gate. But one of
I've
the
played the ball a couple times and I absolutely love the ball. I'm down to two sleeves. So, well, you
One of
know,
the
we.
unique per one of the unique performance benefits, maybe you've noticed while you were testing Ray, is that it's extremely good in the wind. It really is a wind ball that just kind of penetrates through any headwind, any side wind. It's something that we spent a lot of time working on the aerodynamics with the right dimple pattern, 318 dimples on that exotics model. And it's just kind of the best of all worlds. It's some of the reviews that you'll see on YouTube have just been out of this world, where people are going, "How does Tour Edge do this with their first ever golf ball at right out of the gates?" And they are just literally every, as you said, every parameter you're looking for in a golf ball is there with this ball. So I'd say a little bit of luck, but mostly it was hard work. And it is also what led to our rebrand, because the old vintage Tour Edge logo that was around for 40 years, that earned Dave Glaude the nickname Redline Dave, did not look good on a golf ball. And it forced our hand, and it was the reason we had to move so quickly with the new logo and the new marks. And man, everything has just been the perfect storm for us. And Tim Clark, Alessandra Ladd, Duffy Callahan are all new employees that have come over, and have really changed the direction of the ship, and the quality that we're putting out with all of our messaging and our content has just really changed in the last year and a half. And couldn't be more excited to be where I am.
Love how the ball feels and sounds off of my wedge. And my wedge game is the strongest part of my game. And I just love how it feels coming off the wedge into the green.
So,
Debbie?
John, yeah, John, you're going to have to. John, you're going to have to shoot me over your new logo, because we love to honor you and Tour Edge with in Maryland's Pro-Am, which is coming up in April. So, get me your new logo so I can get new signage made for you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Just a complete change from the old vintage logo we had, and just a great look. We've really raised the bar on everything we're putting out there, from photography, and we're acting like one of those big boys out there, and you better be doing that if you're getting into a tough space like the golf ball market.
All right, well,
John,
very good.
congratulations.
John,
Very
I just
good.
Bob, go ahead.
I was just listening to your chats about the dimples, and obviously, I think about the Mizuno JPX, which has 500 and some 566 that they advertise for distance, but you have it in the mid-range up of 371 now. Is that what you said? 300,
318. 318.
318. Okay. Well, 336 is the average on the market right now. So there, is it just because it's going to be workable for those that really want to learn how to move the golf ball? Is that part of the idea?
It is part of the idea. We wanted it, we really looked at the tour player, but also, the player who isn't, shooting in the 70s every time they play. And that it's going to be hitting it all over the face. And so that actually helped with side spin, where we ended up, and we tested all sorts of different dimple patterns. This was the best for the majority of all the players that we were targeting. So yeah, it's just it's a really, really good golf ball that is surprising a lot of people. Like I said, it's really good into the wind. And it's really, really, as Ray was alluding to, it's really, really great feel around the greens. And
Love it.
I'm having so much fun with it because my previous life before Tour Edge was in the golf ball business, and I'm back in it all of a sudden.
Okay.
Yeah, that company that you were with and put them on the map and helped to make them what they are today sends me emails every single day.
I'm sorry.
Every day, but that's okay. That's okay. I get about another 100 emails every day from every golf company on the planet too.
Well, I remember the day I was sitting down there in Orlando and answered the phone, and it was Marilyn Smith calling.
Yes.
And I quickly went to look her up because I knew the name and I knew she was a founder. But I just wanted, while we were talking, and she was pitching me on her event. And while we were talking, I Googled some of her accolades from her storied career, and I saw that we did share the same birthday. And I said it to her right there. And that sweet lady called me every April 13th to wish me a happy birthday,
Isn't that amazing?
and
Wow.
I gave it
Yeah.
right back to her. She was quite special.
Well, we all love Marilyn Smith. Debbie, you probably knew her the best of anybody, but I know, John, you knew her well. She was on my shows, all of them, TV, radio, umpteen times, always ready to do it. Called me honey, and was just the loveliest person on the planet. And there will never be another Marilyn Smith, and there shouldn't be. Right? There
Yeah,
shouldn't be.
absolutely. Absolutely.
God made her Marilyn Smith, and he made her that way for a reason. And we love her and we honor her every moment and her big events coming up, Debbie. Go ahead and refresh our memory about the big Marilyn Smith tea and what's coming up.
Well, we have Maryland's scholarship pro-am starting on Sunday, April 26th is the Sunday tee. Meg Mallon and Beth Daniel are the tournament honorees this year.
Yay.
And Jane Crafter will be doing an interview during the Sunday tee. And we have a community space where various companies and associations will be partners and be around the room, and as well as a display of LPGA historical memorabilia. So we're pretty excited about this year's event, and that will be at Kierland. And then on Monday the 27th is our annual pro-am, the scholarship pro-am that raises money for Maryland Scholarship Fund. And today actually is the cutoff for scholarship applications for girls from the US and Canada to apply. So we're kind of switching gears a little bit to start evaluating applications and interview the girls. We award 25 scholarships a year to these girls, and we call them Maryland's Pearls. And we're excited to add 25 more to the
So,
group.
somewhere in this office of mine, I see them. They're over there. I won't
Your
get up and get
pearls.
them. My pearls are over there.
Yeah.
John, I don't know. Do you have a set of pearls you've worn before?
No, I do not.
I've worn. Well, oh, you don't have a set of pearls,
John,
Debbie. You got to send you.
you need to come join us in April. You'll get pearls. So,
Yes, we'd love to have John out here in April. Well,
of
it's
course
only
we would.
80 degrees in Phoenix right now, and Debbie's at the Phoenician Resort. Dr. Bob is sitting down in Palm Beach Gardens. Is that right, Bob?
That's right. But we're
And
it's
we
nothing, not warm here though.
and we see, are you chilly down there? And
Oh yeah.
we see John Claffey. He's
All
got
bundled.
nine layers of ski clothes on underneath the hoodie and the hat, and he even grew a beard to keep his face warm. John, I'm telling you, Chicagoland. Well, I'm from Detroit, so I can relate a little bit, but grew up here.
It was a balmy 26 today,
Oh my God. Oh.
which was about three times warmer than it has been. So
Yes, yeah.
pretty soon you're going to see people wearing shorts around here.
Hey, John, I'm wondering where, like in our market, where can we find the ball? Because I'm clearly playing golf right now. So where could I find the
They
ball that
are
I could
about
go?
to arrive at the PGA Tour Superstores.
Oh, okay, great.
Are they going to be
Awesome.
anywhere else, like at Dick's or anything, where the clubs are and all that too?
Probably not Dick's. I
Okay.
think they're selling them online at Dick's, and we're working on getting them in the Golf Galaxy doors and every door out there we're knocking on. But yeah, PGA Tour Superstore is probably the easiest to go find around the area.
All right, very
Okay,
good. Now,
super. Thank you.
very quickly, one more question for John Claffey, folks. What's the difference between the exotics ball and the hot launch ball?
So Hot Launch is a two-piece Sirlin ball. So it is a classic distance ball. It hits that magic price point of $20, which everything used to be at many years ago, but everything has trickled up quite a lot. So it kind of sits on an island of its own where as far as value, and it's really just a distance ball that wants to fly straight, but still with it's a soft compression. It's a 55 compression, but it's not all the way down where some of these manufacturers have gone recently, where they're going down to 35 and below. And we're not seeing optimal performance when you go that low with a compression. So at 55 compression compared to the Exotics ball at 85, it is a soft feeling ball. But it is designed to go far. It is designed to go straight.
I thought I saw, John's breath, freezing, even in his house there, Dr. Bob. What about you, Debbie? Did you see him? Did you see the fog coming? We rub it in, but you're going to have a beautiful summer, and we're going to be 150 degrees, and my hair gets on fire here around May, and it doesn't stop burning until around, well, this year was mid-November, and we
Yeah.
know that, right, Debbie? So, well, Debbie,
I leave.
you leave. Debbie just says hello, Canada, and goes up to one of the most beautiful places on the earth up there to their home up there. John,
Reverse
thank you
snow,
so much for joining. Go
reverse
ahead.
snowbird. Yeah.
Yeah, she is
Yeah,
a reverse.
I call myself a sunbird, so there you go.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm so glad you two friends were able to talk today and see each other and be a part of the show. John, thank you so much for explaining the two golf balls to us. You got a $5 per sleeve ball and you got a $10 per sleeve ball, but you also know the difference and why that price is there, but still very moderately priced. Great price points for both of the balls. I've got the exotics in my hands. I'll have to try out the hot launch. Debbie, we're going to get you some golf balls so you can try them out as well. And some
Absolutely.
great things happening at the tee. And well, your winners are going to be enjoying some Tour Edge drivers this year, I'm told. So
Thank you, John.
Oh, my pleasure. It's
Thank you.
gonna be a big hit. The Exotics Max driver is many people are calling it the driver of the year, 2026. So it is one of the highest moment of inertia drivers on the market. And it's something special. So we had to get the all-star in the hands of your winners. Debbie, always great to see you. Dr. Bob, great to see you. Ray, thank you for helping to spread the good word on the golf balls. And we'll see you guys next time.
We're going to keep doing it for a long time. Thank you, John Claffey. There he is. Stay warm, buddy. And we'll be back with John soon, enough. And we'll talk some golf clubs the next time. And we'll get another update soon from John Claffey. John, thank you so much, buddy. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's keep going a little bit. I have a wonderful interview from the PGA show. The merchandise show, which was a little over a week ago in Orlando. Dr. Bob was there. Debbie, you were there. We saw each other and spoke. And of course, I was there, shot 31 videos there. One of those videos is up on my YouTube site at Match Play TV with Hal Sutton. We're going to pull that audio and in an upcoming show, probably this coming Saturday's Great American Golf Show, I'll have the audio of me interviewing Hal Sutton at the PGA Merchandise Show. Debbie, what about a little rep from you? You go into a PGA Merchandise Show this year and you roam the floors. You and I met over at a very special booth where you were surprised to find out one of the most comfortable golf shoes that you've tried ever is from Italy, made out of Italian leather. But what about the PGA show overall?
Yeah, well, thanks, Ray. And it really was nice seeing you at the 9.2 booth. And, after having walked however many million miles it feels like we walk, to try his shoe on and for it to be so comfortable was quite welcoming. For anyone who has gone to a trade show, you know how your feet impact the whole way the rest of your body feels. And his shoes were out of this world comfortable. So I'm looking forward to seeing them come to market.
They're going
The
to be coming to
show.
market and they're going to be coming to your home soon, I understand. You have a pair on the way, and we're excited for the 9.2 Golf Pro shoes. Little plug for them, a little advertisement for them, but they're one of the 31 videos I shot. Many others going up this week still that will be there. But I thought that this show was one of the better shows in the last 8 or 10 years, Debbie. What about you?
I agree. I think that there was a lot of energy that's back, especially, after, since COVID and trying to work things out. I think that there are always logistical issues that you'll go through. I experienced an extremely long line to get my official badge and my QR code, but of course, made a great friend in line while waiting. But I think that there were a lot of new vendors, a lot of established vendors that were there, that the number of booths was higher. I liked the addition of the courts for pickleball, and I forget the name of the paddle wall game. They had that there as well, because there is, like you
Paddle.
mentioned, yes, you mentioned, Bob from Squares, and there's some crossover on some of these things, like with respect to his shoes for
Yes.
both sports. And, you're looking at a leisure market. So I think that that's, very applicable. The same thing with a lot of the clothing lines and whatnot. For me, the meetings with industry leaders and industry colleagues is always very impactful. And I enjoy just, you could really feel the buzz this year more so than the last few years. And
It's
it
true.
seems like it's going to continue.
It's true.
Golf is healthy, golf is good. And like I said, it's birthday golf today. Why not any excuse for playing this
Well,
sport?
I know our listeners are not able to see this. And by the way, folks, in the future, we will be providing videos as well. But you're going to see that this is Phoenix Open week. And this is my Phoenix Open golf car.
Love it.
And how cool is that? It even has the little basket on it right here. And I know, folks, you can't see it, but Debbie and Dr. Bob can. And this is just the coolest little golf car. And it is die-cast metal. And I love my golf car. And in the next couple of shows, I'm also going to pull out my Phoenix Open history cards. And I'll be asking a few questions from history. But Debbie, you have a great relationship with the Phoenix Open. You're there year in and year out. I've been going since I was 5 years old. And then for the last 20 years as media or more, filming there every single year, just about, and still continuing to do so. Just some great of my Match Play with Ray Adams TV shows filmed at the Phoenix Open. And we love the Phoenix Open. It's just a great lifestyle event. It's beyond a golf event. They've had their issues over the last few years. They've become their six they became so successful that they became a victim of their own success in some ways. And we've talked about it on this show, and I'm going to stay very positive, but I think they got a hold of it. Debbie, what do you make of it?
Well, I think so too. I think last year was a dramatic improvement over the year prior.
Oh yeah.
And we,
Anything would have been.
well, look at, you know, we had a completely rained out a couple of days, which makes things always challenging. But, you know, the weather last year was great. And if you can see the blue sky behind me, we're going to have a week like that this week as
Yes.
well, which always lends to great golf and a lot of people watching and a lot of golf watching as well. So I think that, you know, there's so much good that this tournament brings to the community as well as the exposure of the game. If you try to get a tee time, you know that you're going to pay a premium rate. I think that it's really it elevates the revenue that comes to our community and is a great way to start out the year, you know, here in Arizona with respect to golf. And we get a lot of great players. The field is so strong.
Yes,
Brooks
Scottie
Koepka will be
Scheffler,
playing, Scottie Scheffler.
Kepka, Scheffler, and millions of dollars going to local charities too because of the great work the Thunderbirds do. Dr.
Tens of
Bob,
millions.
yes, I don't know, Dr. Bob, if you've got a nugget or anything to add. This is one of the oldest PGA Tour events, started by Bob Goldwater long ago when he called in a bunch of friends because they needed to do something very special. And this golf tournament was at the Phoenix Country Club, which is where all of my sentiments and memories as a kid going every year. My dad would take us and we would go to Phoenix Country Club. And then, of course, as it moved over to the TPC in Scottsdale in the late 80s, Tom Lehman involved with Phoenix Country Club, Tom Lehman involved with the TPC Scottsdale, great friend of mine and a great friend of these shows. Tom Lehman has been on so many times. And talked all about some of the improvements and changes and what have you. But I don't know that there's a venue like the TPC Scottsdale anywhere on the earth, Dr. Bob.
Well, I agree with that. And this golf tournament was 94 years old, with this inaugural tournament in 1932, and it's had so much going on for it that it can ebb and flow because of the attendance, and it was always going to be the party place. Obviously,
Yeah.
that's what attract people to it. And I think that's going to always be it, regardless of who's in the field. But they have an extremely strong field this coming week, and Scottie's in it. Justin Rose is going to play in it. Brooks Koepka is going to play in it. So it's going to be interesting to see who can adapt to it and so forth. But it has always been the party place.
It has, and it's been a great place to be and have a lot of fun. It is a lifestyle event. There's some tips for going to the Phoenix Open. You want to make sure you get there early. Parking is always somewhat challenging. There are shuttles everywhere. Make sure you get over to the website, learn about it. Debbie, are you going to be out there this week? I know you've been a standard bearer. You've done scorekeeping over the years. You've done a little bit of everything there. I remember years and years ago, I scored for Tiger Woods. They chose me to do that because of my experience, and they asked me to be a walking scorer for Tiger. That was one of the most nerve-wracking experiences I've ever had in my life. And when you get done at the end of scoring, you go into the scorer's tent,
Not
or,
anymore.
well, no, I know that now. But at the time when I did this, I had to go into the scorer's tent room, whatever, and I sat across the table from Tiger and the other two players in his threesome. Tiger was not in a good mood. He had not played a good round. It was a bit of a kind of a weird day, on again, off again, for in numerous ways. And I had to call out the score of all three players. One guy, one person walking the course in those years, and I had to know where everybody was and what the scores were. I so good, so glad they changed that one. But ultimately, I did have every score correctly. Tiger acknowledged, the other two players acknowledged. But it's a lot different today. Things are so very different. What will you do this week, Debbie?
Well, I'm part of the core standard bearer group, so we're part of the scoring team as far as organizing the players and putting them
Okay.
out, or not the players, but the the standard bearers and someone who's going to hold the sign, someone who'll wear the smock, but we coordinate with the walking scores. And this has all changed since around COVID when betting became so strong, or so important, where the walking score has to indicate when the player has taken his stance, that they indicate once they've taken their shot, because all of that controls the betting window. And so the standard bearers are now part of the scoring team, given that there might be a player out of position with hand signals and whatnot to be able to do that. We don't have kids anymore, other than a handful of Thunderbird kids who are familiar with the game enough that they can do that, because the walking scores cannot be babysitting young people, if you will. But it's completely changed. And Ray, the walking scores now, they are graded. So if they get a poor grade, if they get something wrong, they're not going to be honored with a Tiger Woods type of a pairing, or not, or maybe even not asked back. So it's the betting has changed everything. This is it's high it's a higher stress, but it's a great way to watch the game inside the ropes,
Do you
especially for the
like the
Phoenix Open.
gambling? Do you like the gambling aspect where golf has gone to?
Oh, I don't. And I don't pay attention to it. I don't watch it. I don't monitor it. That's just me. I would
It's not
like just
just
for
you,
the
it's millions
no.
of others, and it's
Well,
me
I can
too.
only speak for myself.
Well, I'm
So,
speaking for me too. I'm not into it at all.
yeah, it's something that my son loves to get involved
Well,
with,
yeah.
and he's clearly younger than I am, obviously. But I just like to watch the game. I like to watch how their shot making, their creativeness. I
Yes.
like how, if they've had a having a good experience, how they keep it going. If something poor has happened, how do they handle themselves? How do they get themselves out of it? So being able to follow a player or two or three players throughout a round is, I'm geeky that way.
And
I
Debbie,
just love it. So,
you've had so many years of great experience there. I have too, but let me give it to you. If you were to give a couple of two or three quick tips of going to the Phoenix Open this week, what would those tips be for folks?
I would give a couple of tips. I would say
No
one
high
is,
heels.
oh yeah, as far as what you're wearing, make sure that you're comfortable and dressed from the shoes up. But I would find myself a spot where you could watch them practice, whether it's short game or on the range, and look at what their practice techniques are, because I think that that's something that you can take home and adopt for yourself for
Yes.
your game. And the other is to find yourself a spot. There are so many great places to watch. To be able to watch, because it is a stadium course, which means that there are hills on either side of most of the fairways and around the green. So you're not having to look over somebody's head like you probably did when you were a little boy with your dad, Ray, over at Phoenix Country Club, or even when it
Yes.
was at Arizona Country Club. There isn't a bad seat in the house, so to speak. But find yourself a spot where you can watch some of the play, or even maybe on a couple of different holes, if you're over by holes 4 or 5, where you can, or in 6, where you can see things from the green as well as drives in a fairway. So you can kind of see things coming and going and gain an appreciation for who's actually doing it well, or who are you feeling for to commiserate with them.
Yes.
But take what you can that you can then turn in for your own game, or have some great fodder that you can have for conversation with
Yes.
your friends.
The
But
largest attended golf tournament in the world is the Phoenix Open, and they don't focus so much anymore on attendance. They focus on the charitable givings, although we know that there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands over the course of the week, and I think this week is going to be no different than any other week, if not setting maybe an attendance record, Debbie.
well, anytime there's good weather, you know that it's going to be beautiful. I will remind people that Sunday is always a double tee, so that players and fans and volunteers can get out in time to watch the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
So,
Yep, Super Bowl Sunday, as
yeah.
tradition has it. Every year, the Phoenix Open finishes on Super Bowl Sunday, and then everybody rushes to wherever they're going to go to watch the Super Bowl, some of them staying right there. So lots of options, lots of great things going on. We'll talk a lot more about the Phoenix Open this coming Saturday morning on Great American Golf. Here's Debbie Waitkus for you, folks, one of the greatest women in golf. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us for so long today and for, well, being able to crosstalk with John Claffey, your great friend, and both John and I and Dr. Bob, great friends of Marilyn Smith and the foundation. One more time, what website do folks go to if they want to know more about what's coming up?
Oh, I appreciate that, Ray. Anyone can go ahead and visit golfitforward.org.
There we go.
Golfitforward.org. We'd love
Golf
for
it.
you to visit, learn a little bit of history, find out about the tournament coming up and about our scholarship recipients, and even our virtual museum, our online museum,
There we go.
golfitforward.org. Thank you.
Golfitforward.org. Well, and here I was ending your segment, and I came up with one more final question. How is Sandra Gal? You spent some time with
Yeah,
her,
I did.
and you stayed with her, and you had dinner with her, and we love Sandra Gal. She was on my television show, on this radio show. She is a lady of multiple talents, a musician, an artist, and of course, an LPGA tour player. Give us one final word about your time with Sandra Gal and what she's up to.
So, thank you. Sandra is doing great. And she has transitioned a bit to be doing some teaching, some retreats, and a lot of fundraising. She's been busy raising money for her foundation, and she supports all kinds of things to help junior golfers and the Evans Scholar Foundation, as well as the Golf It Forward Foundation. And in the program that I attended with her just after the PGA show, it was a lot about techniques that work for her as a tour player, as far as what I, as an amateur golfer, could take home and incorporate in my game, and take advantage of her experience. And a lot of it is not necessarily the technical skill, but how to bring that technical skill I already have or you already have, and how to bring that to the party, to the golf course, and feel your way around the course, for and staying at a place where you are in comfort as opposed to being too nervous, and how to get back to that comfortable spot when you do go awry, as opposed to just staying in your bad habits.
Well, and I'm going to put in a request, and you can tell me whatever, but I would like to know when we're going to see Sandra Gal at Marilyn Smith's tee here in Phoenix, Arizona.
And I think that might be next year. This year, she will be over in Europe for her father's birthday. So
Okay, well, that's
we're
important.
hoping, yeah, we're hoping for next year. But we will see her on November 16th for her next Driving Dreams tournament in
Super.
Sarasota.
Very good,
Yeah.
very good. All right. She's Debbie Wakus. She is one of the greatest women in golf. You've been listening to Debbie. She's so gracious on her husband's birthday. Jack is over somewhere pouring sand into divots because he has nothing better to do waiting for Debbie, his wonderful wife. No, I'm teasing. Go join Jack and Debbie. Thank you so very much for being with us. And we can't wait till the next time you join. And by the
Thank
way,
you, Ray.
folks, yes, there's Debbie Wakus for you.
Great to be with you, Bob.
Thank you.
All right, Bob, you and I are going to continue on. You'll notice, everybody, that I have not gone out to a commercial break. This is a very special edition of the show, and our commercial break is going to be at the end of the show. And we still have a few minutes to go. So, Bob, take over. What do we look like for some schedules? You might even have some other stuff.
Well, I'd like to also give credit to someone we haven't talked about today, and that's Justin Rose.
Oh, yeah.
And Justin Rose just happened to put on a great show, and
Put on a clinic.
the 72 holes of his career when it comes to cruising. It wasn't a major, but it was his major performance. He made 223 feet of putts. He broke Tiger Woods' scoring record on at 265. He is the oldest wire-to-wire winner in that tournament since Tommy Bolt in 1955, and he is the oldest to win by six or more strokes. He won by seven since Sam Snead in 1961. Furthermore, the interesting thing is Justin Rose, as I said on this program last week, he is definitely got a major left in him because he keeps himself in tremendous physical sh
He
shape.
does. He
He's
sure
married to a
does.
gymnast. He's married to a gymnast. He takes hyperbolic chamber training. He's worked hard and he looks tremendously fit. He's got a tremendous, and if Craig Renshaw was joining us today, he would have mentioned that Justin Rose ball striking, his ability to navigate, and he rarely makes a big mistake on the golf course. And so congratulations to Justin Rose. And
Absolutely.
if there is a European player that I cheer heartily, it is Justin Rose.
Well, we love Justin Rose. He's a gentleman of the game. I've interviewed him numerous times. He does stay eternally young. And of course, we remember Justin when he was only just a babe at 18 years old, nearly winning an open championship. He then kind of fell off the board for a few years and came back big. What a great player. One of our all-time favorites is Justin Rose. And we predicted on this show the other day that Justin would win this golf tournament, and he held on and he won in a big way. And we congratulate him so much. I will see Justin Rose and talk with him. I'm trying to get him to sit down with me, and we'll figure that one out too. Folks, this segment has been brought to you by Ashworth Golf Apparel at ashworthgolfapparel.com. You want to go to Ashworth Golf Apparel? Folks, if you're wearing Ashworth Golf Apparel, you're wearing a part of golf history. We're going to have our usually in the middle of the show, around the 30-minute mark, we have our commercial break, and I'll do that in just a moment. And on the other side of that commercial break, I'll come back. And Bob, I'm going to give you the last word, and I'll take a last word for the show today. So let's get over and have a commercial break right now. Folks, listen to these wonderful commercials from these great sponsors. Without them, there's no way we could have these shows. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. So good.
All right, thanks everybody for listening to those wonderful, wonderful advertisements. And we hope that you found something there that you can, well, sink your wedge into, your driver into, and have a lot of fun with. I want to thank John Claffey from Tour Edge Golf at touredge.com for talking, well, not just about the drivers briefly, but my goodness, all about the exotics and the hot launch golf balls, but mainly the exotic new golf balls from Tour Edge Golf, and Debbie Waitkus from Golf for Cause. She's the executive director of the Golf It Forward Foundation at golfitforward.org. Debbie is always welcome and such a wonderful friend and guest of this show. Bob, let me give you the last word.
Well, I looked upon this past week and I said to myself, we have reason to believe that golf is still in great shape. We have reason to believe that the golf participation levels are still strong. And I always believe that if you can get out and put one foot in front of the other, you should be able to enjoy this game, because to me, it is the game of a lifetime. And I remember my great friend, Gus Andreone of Sarasota, Florida, before he passed away at 107, he always believed that there's always the best thing in the world today is the next step. And he always believed in what the game did for him. And I think this game kept that man alive to be the oldest in the history of the PGA of America.
Isn't that fabulous? All right. Well, Bob, thank you so much for that nugget. Another nugget from yet the great Bob Denny, Dr. Bob from the PGA of America, historian emeritus. Bob, it's such a pleasure. I can't tell you how grateful I am that you're with me and that we are having such a great time doing these shows together. What I really want to do is sit down on camera with you.
Okay.
See, I just caught him completely off guard, everybody. Bob never heard that from me, but I've been thinking about it and thinking about it. And so I'm going to let you know, get ready. We need to figure out how we're going to get you somewhere with me and my camera crew. And you and I are going to sit down and we're going to do a 30-minute match play with Ray Adams TV show, all about golf history, all about Dr. Bob, and all about some of the great things going on, not just past, but also present and future from Dr. Bob Denny. Now, just put that down, because we're going to figure out how to do that. Now, Hal Sutton has invited me to his golf course down in Texas, the new one that he has built. We talked about it on his interview, which is on my YouTube site. Don't forget, folks, to go to Match Play TV, one word, Match Play TV at Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And you're going to see a ton of videos up on all those sites. And it's at Ray Adams on my LinkedIn site. And there'll be tons more videos, many, many more videos posted from the PGA merchandise show a little over a week ago. And you can go there and you can currently right now see the Hal Sutton interview. And he did invite me to come down and film at that golf course. And Bob, hey, maybe we figure out a way to get you there in Houston. It's kind of halfway between you and me. So we'll figure something out. Let's work on it. Lots going on. John Ashworth has invited me to come and film a full television show in San Diego at the golf course that he owns there, his passion in San Diego County. And we're going to film a TV show there likely early this summer. So there's a lot of things going on that we can figure something out, and we're going to do that. All right, there we go. Bob, thank you so much. Dr. Bob Denny, there he is. And folks, thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you go to Match Play TV and have a great week in golf. Enjoy everywhere you are, everything you're doing. Stay warm if you're cold, stay cool if you're hot. Get out and practice, figure out ways to do that. There are some fabulous products, and I'm going to be posting those videos, and I already have several of them from the PGA Merchandise Show at Match Play TV on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, and over on my LinkedIn site at Ray Adams. All of that going on. We'll be back with you this coming Saturday morning on Great American Golf on the Golf News Net, and then over to all the great audio platforms that you listen to your podcasts and your music out there. See you soon.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.